It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center. My computer's doing a whole bunch of stuff in the corner here. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall where we broadcast from, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, and Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. And let's give you a little bit of weather right now. We're going to get up to 62 on the Colorado River today. Unfortunately, the big W is going to hang around. Tomorrow, it says 64 and sunny, no W. But then the W's back on Wednesday. I don't know what it is. It just every other day, you know. Wednesday, we're going to hit up 70 degrees with wind, 73 on Friday. Thursday with wind, and Friday 74 on Saturday with wind, and then it says on Sunday 73 and sunny, no wind. So let's hope that's right. Sports action, well, tonight we have the Phoenix Suns and the Washington Wizards at 5 o'clock on our KNTR sports station, 94.3 and 100.5, also 980 a.m. in Lake Havasu City. Coronavirus numbers over the weekend in the state of Arizona. Saturday was 11,094. Sunday was 11,201. And Monday was today, the report this morning for yesterday, 8,995 with six deaths. In Mojave County, and this is Friday's report, 285 cases in Mojave County Friday afternoon, three deaths, 124 for Bullhead City and cases, 59 for Kingman in cases, and 89 in Lake Havasu City for cases. Lake Havasu City has a total of 4,112 cases. Kingman, 3,095 cases, and Bullhead City, a total of 3,565 cases. So that's what's happening out there in the world of coronavirus in our community. I'm very fortunate. I'm going to get my virus shot on Wednesday. My wife's getting hers today. Of course, she's an RN. And she's getting hers today, but I get mine Wednesday. And in the studio, we have, speaking of Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, David Torres. How are you?
I'm doing great, Larry. Thank
good.
You.
Are you going to get the virus vaccination?
Or Larry, I don't know if I've told you this. I think I am the virus sometimes. No, but I'm sure I'm going to make that arrangement.
You just tell yourself you're the walking virus?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's good to have humor, isn't it?
In these times especially.
I know. You know, the comedians at night are having fun with it, too. And I can remember even when coronavirus first started, people were putting stuff on Facebook that was humorous, you know. And then when our president said, can we get a little Clorox and put it in our system?
Yeah.
That went crazy all over Facebook. So you got to have a sense of humor with life in general. And unfortunately, sometimes you even have to have a sense of humor when bad things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of help you get through it.
So how's everything at Risen Star?
Well, we're pretty busy. We were real busy heading up to the holidays, obviously, because even though we had the virus situation, a lot of people took off starting Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And that's kind of slowed down a little bit. But as far as the day-to-day and on the boarding side and the training side especially, it's pretty busy still.
Yeah. So you still get people that are saying, here, watch my dog for a couple of days. I got to go here or there.
And yeah. What's gotten us going a little bit more right now on the grooming side is that we experimented with a pickup and delivery service. It actually started because of the COVID situation where people did not want to come out. Actually, the very first one was a call from a lady that was like 77 years old.
Right.
Her daughter called. I was really concerned because her little pup, her mom's pup, wasn't getting groomed. And we're kind of, okay, well, could you please come pick up the dog? And we were like, Jesus, we don't do that. But we said, okay, for you, we will.
Yeah.
And slowly it kind of evolved. And now it's kind of a formal program. We try to focus. We can't go everywhere
and
do all things. Like, and no business can be all things to all people, but we are formalizing it. We're actually going out. We're picking up dogs, bringing them in, getting them groomed, and taking them back.
So I
want to put that out there, especially for people that are still having issues with getting out and about.
Yeah.
But we'll actually come door to door. The service is we'll pick the dog up and take it into our grooming team. We have three groomers now.
Wow.
Get the dog groomed and bring it right back, front door service again, taking it back. So
that's fantastic.
Well, it's difficult at times, but we're big believers in, if you're going to be part of a community, you got to do things in a way that gives something back to the community.
Right.
And that's a program that, like I said, we accidentally tripped over it, and now we finally formalized it.
Wow. Wow. Well, great. That's great. So did you buy a vehicle for this?
We have a small Ford that we bought.
Okay.
And it's running around because we only move two dogs at a time for safety reasons.
Right, yeah.
And by that I mean we don't combine the dogs either. In other words, when we go to a single location, we pick up the dog, bring it all the way to the kennel before we go pick up the next one.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're kind of defeating the purpose. Not only that, but on
But you can pick up two Labrador puppies at one time.
Sure. I know what you're talking about, Larry, and that would be an interesting situation, no doubt, with your dog.
About 8 o'clock in the morning, bring him back about 9 o'clock at night. Nice and clean.
So, that's kind of like the thing we're entering the new year with, and then the training piece has picked up phenomenally. We're about to do our first of the year group class. It starts, I think, February 10th. But what's got us going is we've done a lot of construction. We have a major dog confidence course built now for the protection dog side of things. In other words, for dogs to go across ladder obstacles, tube obstacles, that type of thing.
Because you're getting people calling saying, I want my dog to protect me.
We're getting a lot of that as well. It's just another thing that we do out there. We're very selective, though. A lot of people, we've annoyed a lot of people because we're turning them down. A lot of them, we're turning them down, and simply because we have a focus and a priority of what we're going to do. We basically are cycling anywhere from 3 to 5 dogs at a time, and it takes a lot of work on the part of our operation and the owner's handlers.
Yeah.
But the reason I say that is because you get a lot of people that basically what they want is they want to show off. They want their dog to do all the barking and growling and all that. It might even actually bite somebody. Our focus, and mine in particular, because that's the project that I handle personally, is who are you and what do you want this for?
Right.
And so far, we've kind of been able to pinpoint people that are just got the ego thing going, and they can go somewhere else.
Watch this.
Yeah, but families have a big priority for us. We're fortunate. We've done a couple of working with a couple of doctors and their families. We have somebody that's in a situation where the kind of work that they do, they handle cash and actually gold and things like that at the same time. So if you have a reason.
Right, that you need a protection dog.
We actually get into it. And for me, it's a blast. It's more fun than anything is getting the dog to perform that way and to be effective. And also you want to do it in a way where the dog's actually not going to hurt somebody in this sense. Most people, even if they've got a bad intent, they see a dog stand up, do the growling and barking.
Yeah.
99% of the time, they're going to run away.
Yeah.
This year, we're going to do a lot more of that, and that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks to the police dogs, I think that America pretty much knows what a dog can do. You know, we've seen them on the news. We've seen them at fairs and events around town. And when you see that dog grab onto the guy's arm who's wearing that,
the suit,
The suit.
Protection suit.
Then that's fantastic. So I think that America pretty much knows what a dog can do that's been trained. And I think if someone's house, the dog starts to growl, you're going to go, oh, this isn't going to be good.
Yeah, they're going to pick another house. But you get into the fact that like a German Shepherd at full bore for anywhere from 6 to as much as 20 blocks can reach speeds of 31 miles an hour. On a run.
31 miles an hour.
And the reason we know this is there's actually contacts with radar guns.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is a shepherd. We do a lot of that. We do in the Belgian Malinois as well. But a shepherd, for example, can hit you, and it's going to hit you at about 280 to 285 PSI of bite strength.
Yeah.
That's another reason, if you're going to do this, think it out. We have a lot of people that come in. Once we explain that, they go, oh, wait a minute, maybe not.
Right,
And they're thinking, okay. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is it's looking at it from that approach. Our focus is actual defense. There's no need in a civilian capacity for a dog to run somebody down and bite them. If the person's running away, you and your dog should, you know, stay put.
Right.
So it's a different approach, but again, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to do. And we try to make it as interesting as we can, all the levels of training as we can for the people to come in and get training from the facility.
That's fantastic. But then even for the person who wants a good family pet and they've got a puppy, they want them to be able to sit and lay down and walk with them and get on the bed or get off the bed or on the couch or off the couch. And like my two puppies are still at 8 months on Saturday, still turning to learn the word down.
Yeah.
We've started to raise our hand in order to let them literally think that they're going to get smacked, and then they get down. And so that seems to be working now, this week.
Well, this week. the thing is that people have to understand that right now the dog business and dog training business, for example, there's a lot of theories, there's a lot of philosophies, and there's a lot of different things, and most of it is gimmick to try to see how much money they can get from you. At the end of the day, you know, if you treat a dog the way you need to, in the sense of a dog being a dog, with respect, with affection, with attention,
right,
and focus, but at a dog's level, interacting with a dog, you're going to get some super results.
Yeah.
You know how I am, Larry, whatever, and I'm about to offend a lot of people. When you see a dog in a baby carriage, please go somewhere else. That's not us. But by the same token, we don't use electric collars, pinch collars.
Right.
We don't do that either. That's abuse in our mind, even though a lot of other people believe in that. We're smarter than the dog. So let's try to take that focus and we can get a lot done. But you're right. The basic stuff is really cool. We have some really good instructors out there. I do a little bit of that, but we have two other instructors that handle that.
Good.
And we encourage people, you got a puppy, come on in. And they got this thing that you can't wait till they're 6 months or 8 months or the second they're weaned and they got their shots, let's get them going. Let's get some behavior going that's going to make them someone that you're happy to live with and they're happy with you.
Right. That's the combination there has to work.
Sure, it's like I tell people, you know, your dog may heal, but when it goes home and eats your couch, you're not going to be happy.
Oh, let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you've got questions for David, 702-298-1063, give us a holler and ride, Captain, ride.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 183058.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. The emergency room at Western Arizona Regional Medical is sanitized, safe, and ready to care for you. With limited entry points, screening for everyone, and social distancing, we're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit warmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you, local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Cindy Wetzel, Senior Vice President with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business just like yours. Friends, family, and neighbors who live and work in our communities. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals, we provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talos Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. Yeah, there's two hospitals in Bullhead City. Who knew, huh? Well, this is a specialized hospital sanitized for the geriatric patients, seniors with physical and mental difficulties, imbalance, maybe depression, suicidal thoughts, paranoia, bipolar, substance abuse, or emotional issues. Well, Talos Harbor is the experts. Let them help you with your loved one. Call them now, and you can rest comfortable tonight. 404-6009, 928-404-6009. We're also brought to you by Barron Services. Matt's in here tomorrow. Yeah. They're the experts in pools, design, installation, and schedule maintenance. They're the experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. They can do repairs, installation, monitoring. They can do the experts in landscaping. You want someone to do your landscaping on a scheduled maintenance program, or maybe some remove some plants or add some plants or design and install a whole new yard. They can do it. Experts in pest solutions. And that's not your next-door neighbor, that's your pest. He's talking pests that go around your house. Residential or commercial, treatments and problem solutions, no problem. And they do weed control. Call Barron's at 758-5499, quality, experience, and family. Mojave Mortgage, if you need some funding, maybe you want a vacation home in the Wallapies or Flagstaff or Williams come, you know, summer. Or maybe you just want to refi your house. Maybe you want to add on. Maybe you want to put a pool in for the summer. You call Chad Hansen. He's the president and CEO, and he can take care of you. He can get you the money you want, and he'll get the best rate possible from Mojave Mortgage. Customers have said Mojave Mortgage provides great service. Another one said they highly recommend Chad and his staff. Well, great. You can, too. Call 288-2691. 288-2691. Tell them Larry called. I sent you. You know, just call him and say, Chad, Tuna sent me, and I need some money, and he'll take care of you. And we're also brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. And speaking of Risen Star, you train dogs in the military, huh?
No, actually, I handle dogs in the military.
Oh, you handle? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the thing is there's a difference there. By that, I mean there are people that are handlers where basically in Vietnam back in the day when you got a scout dog, the dog that I got, for example, had already been handled by two other people before I got there and had been in country for 3 years prior to me. So needless to say, when I got there, I had a dog that was about 5 million times smarter than me.
I was just going to say, the dog was better trained than you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as on the law enforcement side, you know, training in narcotics, detection, explosive detection, patrol, and search and rescue, but you have to make a lot of modifications, obviously, for the civilian side, but it helps you kind of understand things as far as how the dog operates and how the dog thinks. And I'm a big advocate of that piece when you're doing that, is just to basically say, okay, just like I tell people, you know, if you really believe you're going to sit down there with your pup and teach the dog English, it ain't going to happen, okay? The dogs function a lot differently. They're into your body language, your body movement, things like that. And when you take those kinds of approaches, you can accomplish quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, one of our puppies realizes when I stand up when I'm unhappy and when I just stand up.
Yep. And they're reacting. But more than that, Larry, like you and I have talked, it's right before you stand up, you got this picture in your head that you're really annoyed with them. And and the dogs are really good at picking up all that. And we get a little bit too involved in making this thing that's pretty simple complicated. I was reading another article, because I do a lot of writing about it, where they've actually put dogs in MRIs now to study them. And people forget that this is an animal that has evolved with us over hundreds of thousands of years. And like I tell people, you see anybody walking down the street with a leash on a cow? No, because it has not evolved with us. They're actually finding different brain components in the dog that from the moment they're born, they're geared to receive information from human beings and store that information.
Wow.
So you start getting into it that way. You begin to understand the damage we do when we are aggressive with the dog in a training phenomena or scenario. or if we try to make them into human beings or treat them like human beings, which they're not.
Right.
But again, it's the only animal on the planet that basically understands us and can relate to us. And we start from a totally different place. Like, we got to teach them
and
that.
And they still love us.
Well, that's the other big thing. That's just that. Actually, in some instances, it's sad because you can see dogs that have been abused like heck. And they still love their owners. They still do. It's really big. But again, that's who they are.
24/7 unconditional love.
Yeah, that's who they are.
Exactly.
But like I told you earlier, they're also that same little creature that will eat your couch.
Yes, they will. We had one of those one time. Yeah. What's the strangest pet that someone has brought in and said, I need to leave this for a couple days?
Actually, I can't answer that. What we're very cognizant of or whatever is dogs and behavior as far as that part of it goes. And we did get a dog in that the person told us in advance that it wouldn't matter how much we tried to lock it up or what we put on the gates or anything. Because we're an actual kennel. We have big runs and all. Well, you've been out there, Larry.
Yeah.
And I said, no way, okay? Because we have kennels that when somebody tells us that, we have kennels with tops. We have kennels that don't have tops.
Right.
This dog had a clip on the door, okay, and had an overhanging top. And what it did is, and it was a smaller dog.
Wow.
We actually got it on video. What it would do is would crawl up the side of the kennel, and it began to attack a corner. And obviously we use things that are going to keep the dog in,
right,
but you can't use things that are going to hurt the dog.
Right.
And it actually...
No barbed wire.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. And it actually raised the corner and got out.
Wow.
I was super... We actually had video of it because we have cameras all over the kennel. But that was the most unique situation.
Wow.
And we actually... He comes in about a couple times a year. We have a completely different setup for him.
It's
a neat little dog, but, you know... But that is probably the kind of thing that we look at more than anything else.
And it is funny because, you know, we have crates for our dogs for that one night when they go to sleep. Yeah. Or like when we would eat, when they were in the same room with us, we would put them in their crates when they would eat. We would watch Max, the blonde one.
Yeah.
He would raise the door on and get out. And it's like, well, how did you know to do this? You know, but now we have to put it down and put a clip on it, you know. But, yeah,
they
figure things out.
No, they're great observers is really what they are. Like I said, if you accept the fact that they're in tune to us, every time you open a gate, they're watching how the gate apparatus works.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have hands or fingers in that sense, but they'll use their nose, they'll do this, and it all depends on how the dog feels about the environment that it's in. And what we look at always you and I have talked about this as well, is the intensity of a dog's prey drive, which is basically how anxious it gets or how much it's going to pursue something or when is it going to give up on anything. You get dogs with really strong prey drive, okay, they're going to be at it for a while.
Yeah,
they're going to figure it out.
It's a long time before they give up. My two are doing that all the time.
Yeah.
So I can see where some lady's telling you, he's going to get out, and sure enough, they do, huh?
Yep.
754-3006, and they can call you about training or leaving their pets. But mostly for the people that leave pets, it's just dogs or cats, right?
Hey, we do dogs. We actually built a new set of 10 cat enclosures. Maria put that together. It's pretty neat. And but, yeah, it's dogs and cats.
Yeah. Nope, you can't bring a bird there for the night.
We don't do that.
So call David if you need some help with your pet or you just need to leave him for a couple days. 754-3006. David, thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks again, Larry. Appreciate it very much.
You're a blast when you're here.
All right.
It's good information and a good conversation, and I'm sure a lot of people learn something more about their pets while they're listening.
Super. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our phone line, if you want to call and ask our guest a question, is 702-298-1063. Once again, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Meet me at a Loveland Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family. Shopping is the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loveland Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing in an almost home setting. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service and housekeeping, plus a beauty salon and barber shop on property. There are secured outdoor patios. Legacy prides itself with life enrichment activities and outings. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404.
We would like to announce the declaration of independent pharmacists. Local independent pharmacists know your face, your name, and your history. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu, are able to give you the personal service that makes all the difference because they know you. The Apothecary Shop is now stocking a complete line of Sunbum Sun Care products. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital Lake Havasu. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Holidays can bring stress and depression, and many seniors 55 and older deal with mental difficulties due to a major medical event like a stroke or underlying health issues. Hello, I'm Chaz Martinez with Chalice Harbor Hospital, a geriatric psychiatric hospital in Bullhead City. If you're experiencing or have a loved one exhibiting depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety disorder, suicide attempts, or mental disorders related to alcohol and drugs, call 404-6009. Chalice Harbor accepts admissions 24 hours a day. 404-6009.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. My name is Larry Toonforce. I'm here with you every Monday through Friday. This week, Monday through Thursday. I'm taking Friday off. Unfortunately, I have to go to a funeral. But we're here 5 days a week. This is Speak Out 2.0, each and every day brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Dallas Harbor Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. And how many of those businesses that I just named do you have board members?
A couple.
Autumn Boyle Robinson, the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of the Colorado River. Because I know Liz, you have Matt and you have Nicole.
Uh-huh.
We'll have to get Dutch Bros and maybe somebody else on there.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Afterwards, I'll give you all these contacts.
Perfect.
So how's our Boys and Girls Club?
Boys and Girls Clubs are doing good. You know, we're hanging on tight and still working hard to make sure we provide, you know, the right services for the kids.
Were you busy over the break? I mean, did you have a lot of parents say, tell me you're taking my kids for the 2 weeks break. I can't get off work.
Oh, absolutely. We always are really busy during the breaks. And, you know, it's different right now. Everything is, you know, with COVID and whatnot,
right.
You know, we have some of the parents who don't want to bring their kids because
you're
putting them in a crowd, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
So we find that right now we're really busy with the parents who are working and the kids who don't have an extended family to go to. So.
And the ones that still have to go to school on their Chromebooks.
Yep, absolutely. We still do the distance learning. And
so your gymnasium is still a huge classroom?
No, because Bullhead's back in school. So Bullhead is just our after-school programs. Now, Laughlin is distance learning.
Oh, okay.
And Fort Mojave is on a hybrid, so we're still distance learning up there, too.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, those are classrooms now.
Yep. Absolutely.
Jeepers. Wow. Change in time. Now, during the summer break, Christmas break, were you getting phone calls like in early December from past employees that were saying, hey, I'm going to be home for a couple of weeks. Can I help out?
Absolutely. We always have we love our college kids. They go off to college and then they come back and we get them for their monthly breaks. And it's always nice to see them, and the kids get excited because, you know.
Do you see change in some of those kids as they come back? And, you know, absolutely. They've been gone for 6 months, and they come back for
Yeah, they mature.
Two?
They
yeah.
turn, you know, from you know, really young adults to more mature young adults.
Yeah.
And that's always nice. It's really good to see.
How many of those kids will continue to work in the Boys and Girls Club organization, do you think? I mean, John Moss did for a long time, and mm-hmm. so did his wife. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends. I think, you know, we have a variety right now. They're going for all sorts of different degrees. So, you know, but a lot of them will continue to come back until they're done with college. So you get them for at least 4 years,
yeah.
which is really
nice. During
the
summer, too. And, mm-hmm. yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, and it's good for them to say, I'm going to go home and I know I'm going to work for those 2 weeks or work during the summer.
Yeah, they kind of know that they yeah. have a job to return to, which yeah. is great. And the kids get excited. And I think it's important for the kids to hear, you know, like, oh, I'm back from college.
Right.
Or I'm back from, you know, a trade school, or I'm just, and so I think that's really encouraging for them. They get to kind of.
Well, and for those young adults, it looks pretty good on your resume mm-hmm. when you can say, I worked at the Boys and Girls Club on this break, this break, this break, this break.
Yep.
Because that says, oh, you worked with kids and they continue to bring you back.
Right.
You know, you're an amazing adult here. So, yeah, that is cool. You know, one of the things that Riley Fry did when he was a superintendent was in the high schools, he had every teacher put up something from their college in their classroom
mm-hmm.
so that the kids, you know, students at the high schools, as they go from room to room, every room they went into, there was something there from college.
Yep.
And they saw that every single day.
Yep. We have quite a few pendants in our clubhouse.
You need that.
Yeah.
Kids need to learn at 6, 7, and 8 that college is in their future.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Dave Hawkins is calling me, but I'm going to have to call him later. So, how's the thrift store over here in the Laughlin Mall? You know, when you walk by, it doesn't even look like a thrift store.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't
yeah,
it? It is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, and because I walk every day up there, and I go and walk the stairs in the back to strengthen my knees. But when I walk right by it, and it just doesn't look like a thrift store.
No, it's beautiful. The thrift stores are all doing really good. You know, we have 3 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's doing really well, and we just were able to open up the teen center.
That's right. You did that a few weeks ago, huh?
Yep, absolutely.
So how many teens do we have upstairs?
You know, it depends on the day. It's the challenge right now has been since, you know, the kids aren't in school.
Right.
It's really hard to get a hold of them. so we're working on our different connections and, you know, but we're here for the long haul. And we know that we've gotten a hold of the ones we've gotten a hold of have been really excited. And
well,
I think that's what's important.
And all you need to do is the ones that come in, steal their phone for a couple hours.
Right.
Because every kid in the school is in their phone.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Send out a group text from their cell phone.
Yep. And, group text. Get over here. So,
yeah.
But it's nice and it's completely free for our Tri-State kids 13 and up.
Oh,
and
it is.
It is. Absolutely. So the weekends we do charge. So the weekends
okay.
$3 an hour. But on the weekdays, it's completely free for 13 and up.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So they can come in here and use the Wi-Fi, do their homework. They can play on the brand new Xboxes that we have.
Oh.
The brand, brand new ones.
Wow.
You know, we have art projects in there. We have the basketball, the Papa Shot stuff. So, I mean, it is amazing and it is absolutely beautiful. So.
And now you're right around the corner from Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. So they
right?
they can get the chocolate as they leave to
as
go
they
home.
Leave, yes.
You don't want them coming in on chocolate.
You know, and the nice thing, too, is that we do have a snack bar for them, and we actually do provide them a free meal. So,
wow.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a full-blown Boys and Girls Club, but just on a kind of a smaller scale.
Right.
You know, made to fit in a mall.
Well, and your teen center in Bullhead is in a different building than the rest of the students.
Absolutely.
So do you get some of the teens that maybe never went to the club when they were younger and mm-hmm. say, hey, you know, if you need someone to help out, I wouldn't mind coming over to the club someday and helping out.
Yeah, a lot of them, when they come to the teen center and they realize, you know, that it's fun and what it is, and then they are like, oh, are you hiring? You know, then they were like, okay,
yeah.
This, you know, maybe I could do this too. So
I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there about the Boys and Girls Club until they get here.
Absolutely.
I say here. Until they get there and find out that, wow, this is a cool place and cool things happen.
Yep.
And the counselors that you have probably started in the Boys and Girls Club when they were young kids.
A lot of them are club kids. Yeah.
So they know how to keep that momentum going and the education side.
Yeah. No, they have a great time. I think we have a great mix of ones that started off as club kids, and then they came in as what we call a leader in training, which is like a junior staff.
Right.
And then they go into being a real staff, you know, a paid staff. And then they all, you know, they run off to college and they come back for their break.
Yeah. Now, when they're paid staff, do they have to take classes online or anything? Do they have to learn about the brain of a kid? Or
we don't go into the brain of a kid, per se. but no, we do quite a bit of training with them on behavior, you know, how to de-escalate situations. They all have to get their CPR and their first aid.
Okay.
And we do all sorts of things like that. And then we have monthly meetings with them where we go over different aspects of, you know, what we expect and how to become a better staff and
right.
How to grow.
Oh, okay,
so,
very good.
Yeah.
And like I said, that looks good on a resume.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I worked at the Boys and Girls Club for 2 years and while going to MCC or something, you mm-hmm. know, whatever it may be. And you probably, how many letters of reference have you typed?
I type a lot of letters of reference.
Yeah. So right now you've got 3 thrift stores.
Yes.
3 clubs.
I have 3 clubs and 3 traditional clubs and 2 teen centers.
And 2 teen centers. Mm-hmm. How many employees do you have right now?
We have right around 60 employees.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a big, big staff.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. We are a major employer.
You are. People under 20.
Yeah.
Well, your stores, you might have some adults in
yes,
there, right?
Yeah, no,
but mostly everybody's teenagers, huh?
We have a lot of younger staff, and it's funny, we have a lot on both sides of the spectrum.
Oh, yeah?
Because the thrift stores, we tend to hire a lot of the retired.
Right, they want just something to do.
We have a lot of retired volunteers, but we also have a lot of retired that just need a little supplement to their Social Security.
Right.
You know, they don't want a 40-hour week job. They want 10 or 15 hours a week.
Yeah.
It's just enough to help them. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're amazing. They're wonderful, wonderful staff. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a really big variety.
Are you finding now that some of your teenagers in the teen centers? Well, here, you know, it's right next door to your mm-hmm. thrift store. But do you have teens in Bullhead that say, "Can I work in the thrift store?"
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do some of our workforce readiness. It was a little easier pre-COVID, but where we'll send them in the back and they'll, you know, learn about how to process things or what does it mean to clock in and clock out. And now, right now with COVID, we try not to intermingle our youngins and our older employees.
Okay.
But before they used to do their workforce readiness in the thrift store, and they always enjoyed it. And you know, they've been asking, like, when can we go back?
You know, soon, I don't know, I keep hearing sometime this year.
Yeah, sometime this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're trying to be flexible. That is the name of the game.
All of a sudden, 12 months of 2021 doesn't look that far away when we think that normal could be, you know, getting closer and closer and closer to normal.
Well, it's funny. We were talking the other day about something that had happened, you know, I think it happened 3 months ago. I don't remember what it was. And I'm like, God, that feels like a lifetime ago. I'm like, this was such a slow moving year.
A couple weeks ago, we had to run to California during the spring break, during the winter break, and sign some documents. And we ate in our car everywhere because mm-hmm. you can't eat in a restaurant. You can't even eat outside now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we went to Big Bear back in October, and you could at least sit outside and eat. You can't even do that now. And like some of the restaurants, you pull in and they have this great big tent outside that they've set up, and right now they can't do that in California.
Yeah.
So
it's completely wild.
It's a tough environment.
It is, you know, and I think it's, you know, the kids are really resilient, but they're very affected, affected. And it's hard, you know, they don't know how to handle it. They don't have the same coping mechanism.
You know, let's take a kid, you know, in Mojave Valley that's 10 years old and mom and dad work. Mm-hmm. And so every day he's being taken to the Boys and Girls Club with his Chromebook to sit there and study all day and, mm-hmm. and take some breaks and have lunch and everything. But still, that's not the classroom. And
right.
It's a whole new environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard, you know, for a lot of these kids, it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. And I think what is most challenging for them, in my own opinion, is that everybody is frustrated. you know, from the top to the bottom. Mom and dad are frustrated because, you know, whatever your job was, work has changed.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Finances for 90% of everybody.
I have a glass wall in front of us here.
Right. You know, 90% of everybody's finances have changed.
Yes.
The teacher's frustrated because she can't do her job the way she wanted to do it. So everybody's frustrated, and it all, you know, comes down, and they're frustrated. I mean, I have my own 10-year-old at home.
I was going to say, how is Owen handling all this?
You know, he cries a lot, and, you know, he's really lucky in that he's home with dad all day. Dad works from home.
Right.
But dad works from home. So, you know, he doesn't.
He's not his buddy all day long.
Yeah. Which took a long time to adjust to.
Your dad has a job. Leave him alone.
Right. You know, but I mean, he's like, I don't have anybody to talk to all day.
Right.
And that's hard. Yeah. You know, they're social creatures too.
That's right. That's
and they're
right.
learning that. And so that is what scares me is.
I think the thing that I have seen a lot of is the better relationships students have with their teachers now because they're texting them or they're, you know, they're emailing them. They're emailing their teachers, which you and I never did in school.
Right, never.
You know, and to have a teacher's phone number, oh, my God, I couldn't imagine.
Right.
But now it's a common thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at Dave Lipinski and think half the students at Mojave have his cell number.
Absolutely.
And he just put it in the newspaper the other day because he's bringing the wall here, you know.
Right.
But teachers put themselves out there so much more than they used to.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the teachers kind of got a bad rap in the beginning of this whole thing because it was such a cluster. But I think
it was new to them, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, everybody was just frustrated and they take it out on whoever they're going to see.
Yeah.
And I think what you've really seen now is the separation of the really good teachers.
Oh, yeah.
From the ones who really were just doing it for a paycheck.
Yes.
And not even a great paycheck. I mean, I think teachers are incredibly underpaid. But I think the really good teachers, like the Dave Lipinskis of the world, who have really gone over and above and do whatever it takes for these kids,
right?
You're seeing them now. Like, they are standing above and beyond.
Out of the box is becoming a normal thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not
Absolutely.
Thinking anything normal.
Right.
They're thinking about everything else but normal and making it happen.
Yep.
And I have a teacher who lives around the corner from me whose wife happens to be in warm sea today with COVID. But he put that on Facebook, so I don't feel bad about saying that. But he teaches at Mojave High School. And about 3 or 4 months ago, back before school got out for the summer, you know, all these teachers are doing their classes online. And so he went up to the dam at Lake Mojave. And so he could be set up his computer so that the lake was in the background. And he said he did a screenshot or whatever, and he put it on Facebook. He says, I'm teaching from the lake today.
Nice.
And I thought, well, how refreshing for his students to sit back and go, wow, look at, you know, Mr. Right. Evans is talking to us with the lake in the background today.
Yeah.
You know, so something like that when you go above and beyond and make changes. We've seen it on the newscast all the time where teachers have done awesome stuff. Is making the world complete and making students still have a good year.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
So we need to take a break because you talk too much.
Me?
Well, it certainly wasn't me. I mean, what the heck? I'm just paid to sit here. We'll be back. If you have questions for Autumn, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make sure your family is protected through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you a peace of mind and a true sense of family security. In Bullhead City, Greg Eidsness will take his time to sit with you and design the perfect protection for your family, a plan that can grow and change as your family does. Call Greg today, 763-8464. 763-8464. It never hurts to sit down and talk, and questions are free. 763-8464.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
It started with a single espresso push cart in the small town of Grants Pass, Oregon in 1992. Now we have our own Dutch Bros Coffee in Bullhead City. Their coffee is handcrafted. Hot lattes and mochas, cold brew, or nitro infused, or the blended espresso to perfection with your favorite flavor. Plus their energy drinks, shakes, teas, lemonade, smoothies, chocolate milk, custom sodas, and hot cocoa. Drive through the new Dutch Bros Coffee, Highway 95 at Hancock Road, Bullhead City.
Is it time for you to review your security system? What? You don't have a security system? Barron Security Solutions can help with that. Barron offers installation of today's best security systems and provides 24/7 monitoring with local service and support. Not sure what system your home or business needs? Let Barron Security Solutions help. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, Barron is the only call you'll need to make. 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City, transmitter K292ES, Laughlin, and transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com, 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state, and KJJJ HD2. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, 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 ooga.
Many people remember this song from the movie Stripes. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you each and every day by Talus Harbor Bullet City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we've got restaurants, we have clothing, we have vitamins and shoes and hats and gifts and vape products and sunglasses and boots, and da-da-da-da.
The Boys and Girls Come Thrift Store.
Yeah. Right on cue. Isn't that great? So check out the mall. It's not being sold, and it's not being torn down, so we're still here. Arizona Comfort Solutions, are you comfortable in your home or office? If not, you need to call them. Everyone has their own comfort level, you know. My wife sleeps with three blankets. Everyone has something that's different, unique. So call 758-2400, and they'll fix you right up. They can come over today. They got three trucks on the road. They can set you up with a semi-annual service deal, or they can even put in a brand-new unit for you if you need it. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Jeannie's going to be here this week. They're serving all of our communities with clean, sanitized facilities. They have the walk-in clinic here in the mall. They have the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano. Then there's the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then there's this little hospital up on Silver Creek Road, four floors, you know. Plus, they have a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, family doctors, and a podiatrist up on the parkway. Call 763-2273. If you don't feel well, Claudia will get you to the right people. Plus, they have physical therapy on Silver Creek Road in a different building. So they're all over the place. They're everywhere. Next, they're going to start their own ambulance and come to your house and take care of you. Hey, Walker Service Electric is a sponsor. If you have an electrical issue with your home or your commercial business or new construction, you think about Walker. And you call them. You put the number in your phone now because you never know when you're going to have an emergency, okay? You never know when something's going to come up and you're going to need an electrician on the weekends or something, right? Even at night, call 718-9444. They're available 24/7. They got trucks all over Mojave County, 718-9444. We're brought to you by Dutch Bros Coffee, right across from Mojave High School. Handcrafted coffees, hot lattes and mochas, cold brew, nitro infused, sounds dangerous to me, and blended espresso, perfection, and they're made to perfection, and then you add your favorite flavor. Plus, energy drinks, shakes, teas, lemonades, smoothies, chocolate milk, custom sodas, hot chocolate at Dutch Bros Coffee. Does that sound good?
Sounds delicious.
I know.
My stomach just grumbled.
I picked up my granddaughter last week and had to take her out to Topok, actually. And she said, can we go by Dutch Bros? And the owner was out there working the line, taking our order. And so Amanda goes, what do you guys want? And I go, she wants, I don't know. And then she said, some holiday drink. And she goes, oh, that's so good. And I'm like, going, is it on the menu? You know, what do you guys, you two are having your own conversation in my car, and I don't even know what you're talking about. Your stores, you guys do pickup. So if somebody has something and they, you know, they can just call and you come get it.
Absolutely, yeah. We do pickups. We actually even do deliveries for some of the larger pieces of furniture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we had a little bit of a setback last week when somebody decided they were going to steal the catalytic converter from our truck.
Really?
Yes. So that was a very frustrating thing. But, you know, so it is what it is. I just get to keep bite my tongue.
But someone took care of you, right?
People always take care of us. So, yes, we ended up getting the truck fixed. We had several people reach out and offer to support and to help with that. And then we even had, I'm going to totally draw a blank now on the name.
But she just threw her pin across the room.
We actually had somebody reach out and they donated a van for us.
Wow.
I'm going to look up that name because I don't want to mess it up. Because I'm going to be really embarrassed if I mess it up. But, yes, they donated a van, so we have an extra vehicle to help do pickups. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So, the thrift stores, I mean, are our lifeblood right now with all this crazy. So.
And, you know, we're getting into the tax season. You guys are one of those people we can put $200 to?
You can put $400.
Oh, $400.
$400.
You see your eyes light up when she said
$400. So we are a Arizona qualified charitable organization. So Arizona residents can donate up to $400 if you're single, $800 if you're filing married, and that is a dollar-for-dollar tax credit.
Right.
So even if you are getting a refund, it will increase your refund as long as you have a tax liability, meaning you've either already paid your taxes or you
have to file.
So, so we're very, very much counting on that this year because we are not going to be able to have our biggest fundraiser of the year, which is the Bids for Kids, which would normally be Super Bowl weekend, and that is not going to happen.
Yeah.
So very, very sad. And
part of that is Nevada is still so locked down.
Absolutely.
You'd have to have it outside someplace.
I don't know if I can socially distance 700 people.
I know.
I need a football field for that.
Yeah, really. I was just going to say, you do it on the football field in Mojave High or something.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, then who's got a PA system to reach all those people?
Right, yeah. So
no Bids for Kids this year. And that's a big fundraiser because you receive, you know, people sponsor kids and they decide, oh, yeah, I'll do this many kids and that many kids. And then Joey gives away a bed set and everything. And then some of the people who give you big bucks decide that's a great time when I should give you my big bucks.
Yeah, they should give me my big bucks and everybody gives them a big round of applause.
Yeah.
Feel-good event. It absolutely is. So it's really upsetting for us that we're not going to be able to do that this year. And
we'll just have to survive it.
Yeah, we're going to survive it. So I'm definitely, this is my public ask, that if you can, please do your Arizona tax credit or make a donation. You can do it online on our website, so clubriver.org. And
how about our Boys and Girls Club?
Help out. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's 1,600 plus kids who need your help. So
763-1411.
You got it.
Wow, I remembered that.
You still remember it. You still got it, Larry.
763-1411 if you need to call Autumn at the Boys and Girls Club. And if you want to pitch in or help out or want to get rid of an old couch or anything like that, give her a call.
Yes, please do.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I very much appreciate it.
All right. Have a super week.
I'm going to do my best.
All right. We're back tomorrow with Matt Hammerhand and Chaz Martinez. Everyone have a great day.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.